Good morning. Class 8, Supplementary Reader English. Lesson 3, Selfish Giant by Oscar Wilde. Oscar Wilde wrote a simple and interesting story of divine intervention in nature. Coexistence and spreading love is the message of the story. The young boy was a messenger of God. He made the cruel giant repentant. In The Selfish Giant, Oscar Wilde uses the characteristics of the giant to portray aspects of the human condition, including self-reliance, selfishness, and the inability to recognize sin. But he also shows how, just like this giant, humankind can be saved from these transgressions. Today's people feel like they can take care of themselves and that they do not need to ask for help because it is seen as a sign of weakness. In the story, the giant symbolizes the giant mentality. Human possesses that we are strong and capable of accomplishment by ourselves. People are self-reliant and of a mindset that they do not need assistance, similar to mighty giant. Another giant-like attitude humans possesses is that the selfishness. Much of the story consists of how selfish the giant is and how that affects him. Humans do not like to admit it, but as a whole, people are quite selfish. And just like the giant, many people have numerous possessions that could be enjoyed by others, but are hidden away for personal use. There is a fear that an item may be damaged or overused, but more often than not, that item is then kept in such great care that it is not even enjoyed by the owners. In The Selfish Giant, the garden belongs to the giant, is a place where children love to play. The reader observes that there is no mention of damage of the property, and yet the giant is furious when he discovers the children in his garden. He exiles them from his garden and builds a wall surrounding it. And yet the reader may notice that there is no evidence or mention that the giant uses the garden himself. The giant only cares about himself and says that the garden belongs to him alone, and he would allow nobody to play in it but myself. Soon after the garden is barricaded, spring stops visiting that enclosure and winter resides there all year round. As a result of the giant's sin, winter is harsh and cold, and the giant waits for it to become spring. Just as the giant's sinful and selfish heart is cold, so is his once beautiful garden. He is dead to his sin and cannot comprehend why spring has not arrived when people have not accepted the good news of Christ or God. Their hearts are also dead to sin, which is a parallel to the giant's heart and his garden. Suddenly, a great transformation happens. There is a change in the air and hope for the giant, and therefore mankind as well. The giant's heart is touched by the song of a bird, just like a person's heart can be reached and changed by the Holy Spirit, thus changing them from being dead to sin and becoming alive to righteousness. The death of winter departs and spring returns to the giant as he softens his heart and changes his character from selfishness to caring. Oscar Wilde effectively utilizes parallels between the giant and human attitude to demonstrate to the reader the effects that sin can have on one's life and how they can be redeemed. the text. The young boy was a messenger of God in the story. He made the cruel giant repentant because he was not allowing his creation to blossom. When he broke the wall, happiness and beauty surrounded him in terms of children and spring season. Detailing and personification of hail, snow is presented well. The text. Every afternoon, as they were coming from school, the children used to go and play in the giant's garden. It was a large, lovely garden with soft green grass. Here and there, over the grass, stood beautiful flowers like stars, and there were 12 peach trees that in the springtime broke out into delicate blossoms of pink and pearl, and in the autumn bore rich fruit. The birds sat on the trees and sang so sweetly that the children used to stop their games in order to listen to them. "How happy we are here," they cried to each other. The opening line suggests that the children were fond of playing in the giant's garden. It was a lovely garden with soft grass and beautiful flowers. It had 12 peach trees that flourish with pink and pearl flowers in spring season, turn into rich fruit in the autumn. The children listened to the music and songs of various birds and thus lived in ecstasy. And they were very happy to be in giant's garden. One day, the giant came back. He had been to visit his friend, the Cornish ogre, and had stayed with him for 7 years. When he arrived, he saw the children playing in the garden. "What are you doing there here?" he cried in a very gruff voice. And the children ran away. "My own garden is my own garden," said the giant. "Anyone can understand that? And I will allow nobody to play in it but myself." So he built a high wall all around it and put up a notice board: "Trespassers will be prosecuted." The enjoyment of the children had ended with the arrival of God, giant, who was away for last 7 years to a friend's house. He was infuriated when he saw children playing in his garden. He started shouting and built a high wall around it. He put up a notice that trespassing from his property is prohibited. He was a very selfish giant. The poor children had now nowhere to play. They tried to play on the road, but the road was very dusty and full of hard stones, and they did not like it. They used to wander round the high walls. When their lessons were over and talked about the beautiful garden inside, "How happy we were there," they said to each other. The decision took a toll on children, as they did not have a place to play, because if they play on the road, there was a lot of dust and stones. They were very sad and depressed. Then the spring came, and all over the country there were little blossoms and little birds. Only in the garden of selfish giant it was still winter. As the time passed by, spring season came and flowers blossomed everywhere, and little birds were chirping all around. But it did not arrive in giant's garden. There were barren winters only. The birds did not care to sing in it, as there were no children, and the trees forgot to blossom. Once a beautiful flower put its head out from the grass, but when it saw the notice board, it was so sorry for the children that it slipped back into the ground again and went off to sleep. The only people who were pleased were the snow and the frost. Spring has forgotten this garden, they cried. So we will live here all the year round. The snow covered up the grass with her great white cloak, and the frost painted all the trees silver. Trees and flowers were not blossoming. No birds were chirping. However, the snow and frost were happy. The snow covered up the grass with her white cloak, and frost covered trees. Then they invited the north wind to stay with them. And he came. He was wrapped in furs, and he rode all day about the garden and blew the chimney pots down. This is a delightful spot, he said. We must ask Hail on a visit. So the Hail came every day for 3 hours. He rattled on the roof of the castle till he broke most of the slates, and then he ran round and round the garden as fast as he could go. He was dressed in grey and his breath was like ice. The north wind was invited to stay by them. They brought chaos in the garden. Then they planned to invite Hail. He fell on the roof of the castle and broke most of its spades. He was dressed in grey. I cannot understand why the spring is so late in coming, said the selfish giant, as he sat at the window and looked out at his cold white garden. I hope there will be a change in the weather. But the spring never came, nor the summer. The autumn gave golden fruit to every garden, but to the giant's garden she gave none. He is too selfish, she said. So it was always winter there, and the north wind and the hail and the frost and the snow danced about through the trees. Now the giant was restless. He did not understand the cause of such a long winter. Weather changed from winter to spring, and from spring to summer, and then the autumn. All other gardens were full of flowers and fruits, but in giant's garden there was still winter. The north wind, the hail, the frost, and the snow danced all over the garden. One morning, the giant was lying awake in the bed when he heard some lovely music. It sounded so sweet to his ears that he thought it must be the king's musicians passing by. However, the giant was waiting eagerly and was hopeful. One morning, the giant heard the melodious song of a bird. Initially, the giant thought that it must be the king's musician passing by. It was really only a little linnet singing outside his window, but it was so long since he had heard a bird singing in his garden that it seemed to him to be the most beautiful music in the world. Then the hail stopped dancing over his head, and the north wind ceased roaring, and a delicious perfume came to him through the open casement. I believe the spring has come at last, said the giant, and he jumped out of bed and looked out. The giant rejoiced as he was sure that the spring has arrived. He looked out and found that children were back. Every tree was blossoming as a child was sitting on its branch. This was the part one of the story. Here comes the turning point in Giant's garden, when finally spring comes to his garden. Birds started chirping again, and garden was filled up with the sweet smell of flowers. So the giant was very happy at the arrival of spring in his garden.